Well, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring jazz in Sweden, specifically the years 1956 to 1959. Now, this was a period in time when many American jazz musicians were flocking over to Copenhagen, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, hooking up with some of the musicians over there and making some great music. And this afternoon, we're going to hear some music from Ernestine Anderson. We might be able to hear some music from Stan Getz if we have some time. Benny Bailey, Rolf Erickson, and a whole lot more on this special edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with a musician who in Sweden would be considered a legend. His name is Lars Gullin. Lars Gullin's octet is going to play for us from a 1956 recording made for the Metronome label. And it's a composition written by Lars entitled Fedja.
Thank you.
Well, there's no doubt about it. That last track that we heard was definitely influenced by the West Coast sound. That was baritone sax player Lars Gullin and his octet, featuring Arne Domnaris on alto sax. Arne, one of the great legends of Swedish jazz as well, and I believe he's still performing. George Vernon on trombone, Carl Henrik Norén on tenor sax, Rune Falk on arranging and also taking a solo as well on baritone sax, Rune Offerman on piano, and George Rydell on bass. Rounding out the band, we had Nils Bertil Dahlander on drums, sounding a little bit like Shelly Mann there. Beautiful, beautiful brushwork on that last number called Fedja. Well, speaking of drummers, we're going to listen now to Kenneth Fagerlund, a drummer very well known in Sweden during the 50s and later as well. Ken Fagerlund presents Willy Lunden and Jan Johansson with George Rydell on a Harry Warren number, There'll Never Be Another You. And this was taken from a Philips recording made April the 13th, 1956. What a beautiful arrangement from Bengt Hallberg. That was Bengt Hallberg and his ensemble with Blue and Misty. And that was taken from April the 20th, 1956, recorded for the Philips label. And before that, we heard a lovely sax playing from Willie London, alto sax player, with Jan Johansson on piano, George Rydell on bass, and Kenneth Fagerlund on drums. And that was There Will Never Be Another You, from the pen of Harry Warren and released in 1956 for the Philips, on the Philips label, rather. And now we come to a unique pairing, and a very interesting one at that. Rolf Erichsen and Benny Bailey, they formed a quintet with, and actually, when I tell you the people on this in this band, it's incredible. Freddie Redd is on piano, Tommy Potter on bass. Now, Tommy played with Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, a host of people when he was back in New York, and Joe Harris on drums. Now, this recording was made September the 16th, 1956, and features the dual trumpet playing of Rolf Erichsen and Benny Bailey on a Bailey composition entitled Gessen.
So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away until the sunshine peeks through. There's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Was Ernestine Anderson with the Thor Swinwood Trio and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Before that, we heard Rolf Erickson and Benny Bailey, the quintet, on a Bailey composition entitled Gessen. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming on the internet now at www.chuo.fm. This afternoon, we're featuring Swedish jazz from 1956 to 1959. We're going to continue with the Rolf Billberg Quintet. Now, Rolf Billberg was a tenor sax player, and he's joined in this quintet with Lars Bagge on piano, Urban Moberg on bass, William Schioffi on drums, and Kurt Jarnberg on valve trombone. And this is a composition from Rolf. It's entitled Curly Kurt. Thank you. Music from the Rolf Bilberg Quintet, and we heard Curly Kurt. During the first part of the 1950s, often regarded as the golden years, many Swedish jazz soloists and their recordings became internationally recognized. And by the end of the decade, this happened more rarely. And of the well-known Swedish players, Lars Gullin was probably the one who lasted longest in international jazz polls. The diminishing interest in Swedish jazz was in part due to some high-profile but artistically weak records that were produced by Leonard Feather and others for export and rightfully received negative reviews in American and other foreign jazz publications. Swedish jazz musicians, however, continued to develop, and one by one new profiles emerged. Now, the jazz audience in Sweden was comparatively large. The jazz magazines Orchestra Journalen and Estrad each had a circulation of somewhere between 10 and 15,000. Now, some of the Swedish jazz records reached similar figures. However, the public's interest in rock and roll increased heavily, while at the same time, the interest in jazz declined. Jazz musicians were often hired to accompany Swedish rock stars, and many honking tenor saxophones on these early recordings were in fact performed by well-known jazz musicians. The formation in 1956 of the Swedish Radio Studio Orchestra was spectacular. Now, this happened when the times for units of this kind were thought to be over. Even the well-established leader, Thor Erling, disbanded after 19 years, leaving Malte Johnsons in Gothenburg as sole professional big band. Olli Hellander, head of the jazz department at the Swedish Radio, selected Harry Arnold to head a part-time 17-piece studio orchestra consisting of the foremost jazz players in Stockholm. And for the next 9 years, Arnold's band would be making frequent broadcasts and occasional concerts, sometimes featuring visiting soloists. Well, we're going to continue with some more music from this period with Jan Johansson's trio. This features Jan on piano, Gunnar Johnson on bass, and Anders Berman on drums. From 1956, a recording for the Metronome label, and here's Hoagy Carmichael's beautiful The Nearness of You. Gunnar Johnson Quintet with Made in Sweden, and that was written by their tenor sax player, Eric Norström, Kurt Svevero on baritone sax, Jan Johansson again back on piano, Gunnar Johnson on bass, and Igvar Kalmer was on drums, and that was recorded in October of 1956. Now, the Stockholm Dance and Entertainment Hall, Nalen, continued to be the main jazz venue. The mid-sized orchestras of Domneris and Norén were regular attractions, but most other leading Swedish soloists and bands could also be heard there for shorter or longer periods, and a large number of American stars made guest appearances with the Nalen musicians. And one of the most popular was clarinetist Tony Scott, who played at Nalen for almost 2 months in 1957. For him, the piano player from the Dominus band, Gunnar Svensson, wrote a new composition, first named Topsy Turvy, but then retitled Topsy Theme. We'll listen to that next week or the week after in our continuing exploration of Swedish jazz in the late 50s. But for now, we're going to listen to vocalist Sonja Hedenbrott with the Gunnar Johnson's Quintet on a roulette recording made in 1956. And this is a beautiful version of He's Funny That Way.
I'm not much to look at, nothing to see. Glad I'm living and lucky to be, 'cause I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. He can't save a dollar, can't save a cent. He doesn't holler he'd live in a tent. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me almost every day. He'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
That was music from Put Wickman's orchestra with Count Basie's Swingin' the Blues. And tonight you might hear that tune played by the Count Basie Orchestra as they take the stage at Confederation Park at 8:30. That recording was from October the 23rd, 1956. And before that, we heard a lovely vocalist by the name of Sonia Hedenbrandt with her version of He's Funny That Way, and that was recorded on 78 for Roulette back in November of 1956. We're going to continue with a recording made for the Carousel label on September the 20th of 1956, and this features trombonist Edge Thalen, along with Lal Svensson on valve trombone and Goran Lindberg on piano. We also have Connie London on bass and Bjorn Borell is on drums. This is probably one of the most famous of Gershwin's compositions, and a lovely one at that. Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. that was music from the Storyville Creepers, and we heard There Ain't No Sweet Man. And before that, we heard Ed J. Thillen's quintet with Our Love Is Here to Stay. One of the guests who appeared and was a frequent visitor to Nallen was trumpeter Ralph Erickson, who, except for a Swedish sojourn between 1950 and 1952, had worked in the United States since 1947. He was also part of the Woody Herman Orchestra as well. And in 1956, he returned to his native country with a handful of prominent bebop musicians. Now, this was only supposed to be a summer tour in the folk parts, but the band's vocalist, Ernestine Anderson, became very popular and stayed in Sweden for 6 months, performing and recording with various Stockholm musicians. Now, Erickson also made several recording sessions during this period as well, including the one that we played earlier with Benny Bailey. In addition to Stockholm, Gothenburg had many interesting soloists and groups. Not the least was bassist Gunnar Johnson's quintet, featuring tenor sax player Eric Nordstrom. Now, we heard Gunnar previously in composition, but he also toured with Stan Getz and made frequent guest appearances over the years with Mr. Getz. And we'll get to that a little later on. If not today, maybe next week or the week after. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to some music now from Leif Uvmark's orchestra. And this is from January of 1957. This is a Lars Gullin composition entitled What a Kick.
I Snörans orkestertävling så ställer idag en ensemble från Malmö upp. Hallå Malmö.
Hallå ja.
Är det kapellmästaren jag talar med?
Ja.
Vad heter bandet?
Leif Uvmarks orkester.
Och hur många är ni?
7 man.
Vad har ni för besättning?
Trumpet, 3 saxar och 3 komp.
Jaha, och hur länge har ni spelat tillsammans?
Ett par månader.
Och medelåldern, vad är den? Har ni räknat ut den?
18,4 år.
18,4?
Ja.
Och vad tänkte ni spela?
Vi ska spela Lasse Gullins What a Kick.
Tackar.
Thank you.
Och här kommer den väldige i Simon Brems gestalt.
Jag tycker att de spelade alldeles utmärkt. Förvånansvärt bra ensemblespel. Men solistprestationerna var inte riktigt i samma klass. De var en aning kantiga, sån där som på den sista saxofonisten som jag tyckte spelade fint. Jag tycker ändå att vi ska vara generösa och låta även den här Malmöorkestern komma med till finalen, som alltså nu innehåller 6 stycken orkestrar.
Georg Riedel har skrivit en liten lyrisk sak med ett namn som också röjer inspirationskällan. Practically Duke.
Thank you.
hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon as we feature some music from Sweden between 1956 and 1959. We just heard Arne Domnares' orchestra from 1956 with Practically Duke. And those of you who might remember back in the 1970s, he released an album called Jazz at the Pawn Shop, and it was used in many, many audiophile stores to test stereo equipment and performance from stereo gear and turntables and whatever. Arne Domnares, as far as I know, is still alive and still playing, and we wish him all the best, as we're probably going to be hearing a little more from him within the coming weeks as we feature more of this jazz from Sweden. Before that, we heard Leif Uvemark's orchestra, a live recording on a Lars Gullin composition entitled What a Kick. Well, you're listening to CHUO-FM, and my name is Randy McElligott, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we're right in the middle of a jazz festival, and so far, so good. Attendance has been good, and the concerts at the National Library, they kicked off yesterday with an incredible performance from Rand Blake. It was unique. He had an eight-minute clip of a movie, Spiral Staircase, with Deborah Kerr. Not Deborah Kerr, McGuire. I can't remember her first name. But it was excellent, the way he was accompanying the movie. And then the band would come in, Gunther Schuller's kids on bass and drums. Made up quite an interesting trio and a lovely afternoon of some inventive music. Dorothy McGuire was the person I was thinking of. But let's get back to jazz in Sweden with Jan Nyman's Hot Quintet. And this is a composition from Lionel Hampton and Charlie Christian entitled Shivers.
Så fortsätter Carl-Henrik Norins orkester med ett svingnummer, Combien av Georg Riedel.
was Carl-Henrik Norén's orchestra with Combien, a song written by the bassist George Riddell, who also arranged that number. Yeah, Nyman's Hot Quintet before that with Shivers. We're going to move along to some music from, actually that last track that we heard was a radio broadcast from 1957, and we're going to continue in that vein with another radio broadcast featuring the Simon Brems Orchestra on a composition entitled Complex Sus. And then we're going to follow that up with Bengt Hallberg. We heard him before in the show. We're going to hear him now in a trio setting with Hallberg on piano and arranging, Gunnar Johnson on bass, and Anders Berman on drums from 1957. And we're going to hear Dinah, and then we're going to hear Doctor's Special. But let's start off with a radio broadcast of Simon Brems Orchestra and Complex Sus.
Every Sunday at 12 noon, you're invited to the Jazz Band Ball on CHUO 89.1. Join Gordon Bennett for an hour of classic traditional jazz with all the greatest jazz innovators and performers. Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet, and hundreds more bring jazz from New Orleans, Chicago, Europe, Australia. Blues with ragtime, Dixieland, spirituals are all on the menu at the Jazz Band Ball. Produced and hosted by Gordon Bennett, live every Sunday at 12 noon on CHUO FM 89.1.
We just heard some music from Bengt Hallberg's trio and Doctor's Special. And before that, we heard a composition from Harry Axt entitled Dinah. And we started off with Simon Brehm's orchestra and Complex Sus. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we feature jazz from Sweden, 1956 to 1959. Now, I will be extending this special to next week and maybe the week after. There's so much fine music during this period that I'd like to let you listen to it and see what you think. Ole Hellander was head of the jazz department at the Swedish Radio. He selected Harry Arnold to head a part-time 17-piece studio orchestra consisting of the foremost jazz players in Stockholm. Now, for the next 9 years, Arnold's band would be making frequent broadcasts and occasional concerts, sometimes featuring visiting soloists. Quincy Jones' cooperation with Arnold's orchestra in 1958 was a highlight, resulting in a wildly famous LP that has become a classic in Swedish jazz. Now, Arnold's popularity resulted in many big band records, often made by the same musicians, but under leadership of, among others, Arne Dominus, Carl-Henrik Norén, Gustav Thyselius, Bengt Hallberg, Gunnar Svensson, and remarkably, the legendary New Orleans composer Spencer Williams, who was resident in Stockholm at the time. Well, before we get to some of this music from Harry Arnold, I'm going to play for you recording from Ake Pearson and Gösta Thyselius, and this is from 1957. It's entitled Mountain Music.
We'll be right back.
That was music from Ake Pearson and Gösta Theselius with a composition called Mountain Music. And now we come to Harry Arnold's radio band from 1957. And we're going to listen to Stand By, a composition written by Harry. And then we'll follow that up with Sunday. This being Sunday, it's an appropriate time to play this. From March the 6th, 1957, Harry Arnold and his Swedish Radio Studio Orchestra.
God afton igen, mitt herrskap. Här är Harry Arnolds orkester tillbaka med en ny jazzkonsert.
One of the top arrangers in Sweden around this period was Harry Arnold, and we just heard his version of Sunday, and that was Harry Arnold and his Swedish radio studio orchestra. And before that, we heard Harry Arnold's radio band from 1957 from a radio broadcast. You're listening to CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're featuring jazz from Sweden circa 1956 to 1959. And we're going to continue with the Almhest Linn Kvartetten from 1957 on a George Gershwin composition, Fascinating Rhythm.
Angels spread your wings. years or nothing can harm you. Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Gunnar Nilsson on vocals with Summertime. And before that, we heard the Almsted Lind Kvartetten, a Philips recording featuring Ove Lind on clarinet, and that was from 1957. Fascinating rhythm. We're going to conclude this afternoon with two numbers. The first one from Hacke Bjorkstrand's All-Star Sextet, and it's called Go Home, Svensson. That was from 1957, and then we're going to follow that up with Rolf Blomqvist's Assam from 1957 as well, and My Old Cat Felix. Ha ha ha.
Thank you.
Well, that just wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you enjoyed part one of Jazz in Sweden between 1956 and 1959. Next week, we will hear from a lady by the name of Monica Zetterlund, her introduction into music, as well as contributions from Quincy Jones, and that's on next week's edition of In Transition. Coming up, Ozzy with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. I'm Randy McElligott. Have a great week. See you at the festival. Bye for now.